When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck Podcast. Tonight, we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 3, titled Breaking Barbie. In tonight's episode, we finally get the night out we've been waiting for. We go into Charter 2, which sees increased tensions from interior. While it actually looks like exterior seems to find their footing, Chef continues to be on pace after the first charter. He just has to give the crew a bit more food at this point. And we see what we've been waiting for, Sean, perhaps our first boatmance. It was unfolding during the night out. We got Ben and Sunny. Seems like it's going to be a thing. And then one quick radio call from Ben, and it might be over. So we had our chance. Ben blew it for us. It is what it is. Sean, I did want to announce, I now have Peacock. The long haul. Yeah, I signed up for it for football like 2 months ago and then went to go cancel. And they're like, well, how about instead of paying $8, you're paying $2. So $1.99 a month. If anybody has, I'm probably doing Bravo a disservice, but I'm doing our fans a service. If you pay for Peacock, just go to cancel. And then at the very end, it'll be like, how about you stay on for $2 a month going forward? So I think I'm locked in for the next 3 months, which is great. I don't know if the listeners noticed, but we're usually recording a day later than usual now. And that's because I got YouTube TV and that has Bravo West out here in Colorado. So because it's Bravo West, I don't get the show until like 10 o'clock at night. So it's like, it's already midnight your time. So it's impossible to record on a Monday. But I was hoping Peacock itself would allow me to watch it a little bit earlier. No, it's actually later. I can't even watch it until Tuesday. So what's NBC doing here? This is terrible.
So look, because NBC Universal owns Peacock and they own Bravo, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the cable companies were pissed about those two Below Deck Med seasons where it was released on Peacock early, like Below Deck Med. It would be like released like 6 days early. And I'm sure like, so, you know, your Spectrums, your Comcast, they were like, hey guys, we're paying you all this money to put your network on here. You can't do that. So yeah. I'm thinking it was that. I mean, like the cable companies are dying. They're still around though, but they're like kind of slowly dying. Sort of like newspapers. They'll always be around in like some sense, but a lot of cord cutters. I'm thinking that's why. I think if it was up to NBC Universal, they'd put everything on Peacock as soon as possible.
Yeah, you're probably right. Skip the middleman, right? They probably get more revenue from me watching it on Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock's solid though. If you're a Bravo fan, you get the entire library basically.
Yeah,
every show.
Yeah, and I've got to watch, what was the one about the Oppenheimer?
Oh,
no spoilers.
You haven't seen that
I
yet?
I want to know what happens. No, I'm just kidding. Of course we know the spoilers. no, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on Peacock now. So, listen, for $2 a month, I'll do, you could sign me up for something I'll never use for $2 a month, and I'll be happy with it.
So, John, we'll get to the episode. Are you done with movie theaters?
I mean, I'm not really a movie theater guy.
Yeah, you never were.
No, I hate.
We saw a few together, though.
Yeah, we see a few. I hate the idea of going into a movie theater when it's light out and you come out and it's dark out.
Okay.
I hate missing sunsets in movie theaters. Even if I'm not going to look at the sunset. It's just the theory of it.
So, okay, I'm more of a movie guy than you. Yeah. And I made my New Year's resolution for 2023 was to see four movies in theaters, and we did that. I think we saw five, actually, head of my back. So I'm trying to save them. But yeah, I think there are some people with like the pandemic and everything that they're just done with. They got out of the rhythm of going to see the movies regularly, and then that's kind of it.
Wait, when you say four, like you're trying to limit yourself to four, or you're trying to see at least four?
At least four. One.
I didn't know this was like a
once every quarter.
I didn't know if this was like a hat situation. Like I have too many hats. I go to too many movies. No, that's good. All right, Sean, let's talk Below Deck. I'm done talking about Peacock. But anyway, if you have it, just threaten to cancel or go through the process. You'll save, I don't know, $6 a month or something. So Sean, I want to get to the items we talked about at the top, but I also think about, we had the first night out, so we got to kind of see what the crew kind of look like in the wild. Is this maybe the best looking crew of all time? I know we've had that discussion, but I feel like Bravo just keeps raising the bar. Like, talk to me why it's not maybe Down Under season two.
Yeah, we do say this a lot. Bravo's very good at casting good looking people on this show. I would say this season, the girls probably skew very much your personal taste.
Sure.
Yeah, like I love tall brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that. It's like very good looking crew. I would go Down Under season two, just off the top of my head, just because of Jamie. But
yeah, she probably does tip the scale.
I think Sunny's very good looking though.
Yeah. No, you're right.
She's my favorite so far. I'm gonna be honest, I can't tell the difference between Barbie and Zandy. They're the same. I know they have different faces, but I don't know. They're the same person to me.
All right.
Well, obviously when Barbie's talking, she's very distinct.
Right.
Looks wise, they're the same.
I actually thought about this. Zandy kind of reminds me of a previous season's. I can't believe I forgot her name. She was the redhead from last season.
Oh, Haley.
Yeah, she reminds me a lot of Haley. Just kind of like hot, but like kind of like out there and a little wild. Mm. You know,
Zandy's cool. Zandy's definitely gonna be the second Stew.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I feel like Interior is just like falling apart. You've got Barbie with, like, I don't know what's up with Barbie. She comes off in a previous episode of like the super strong person, and now she's like, I don't feel respected. Which it's like, yeah, you have every right to not feel respected, but there's a difference between being disrespected and feeling respected. And I don't feel like at any point Fraser's on the wrong end of that. Like, no. I think he basically told her, he's like, you do good work, but your attitude's shit. And so she's like, oh, how can you say, it's like, all right, are you this strong person that you like put a facade about? Or like, do you really need all this more gratification that Fraser probably thought only Kat needed at this point?
Yeah. And so obviously the conversation between Kat and Frasier starts a lot of it, and Frasier basically tells Kat like, hey, or tells Barbie, hey, just like be a little nicer with Kat, be extra sensitive to her, which like Kat's very sensitive. Barbie takes that as like a diss, like, oh, I'm a mean person, not what Frasier was saying. And then for some, does that shake your confidence? Because the guest asked Barbie to make Barbie's magical margarita. Still confused about that, because Barbie doesn't know how to make one. Has to look it up. It takes 30 minutes. Is convinced it's made with orange juice.
Doesn't have orange juice in it. What are we doing here? This is a margarita.
Frasier, the guests are getting restless. Frasier's like, all right, no, skip the OJ. Like, I don't care. It just has to get done. And that's kind of it. From there, like, it's like all of Barbie's confidence is gone from there. And keeps giving Frasier attitude the entire time. Yeah, says she feels underappreciated. And then that's that's kind of it, right? I mean, never
yeah.
really recovers.
I feel like Barbie kind of tricked us into thinking like she was good for the boat and wouldn't be a pain. Because like in the beginning, she was like, oh, I had three nannies, yada this. I'm like, all right, this girl, she's gonna be a pain in the ass. And then like two episodes in, we were like, ah, she's great. She actually like, she's in command, she's in charge. And now the shit's just rolling downhill, man. Like I think Frasier's over Barbie, unless things change, like as good as she is on service and like kind of like a Kyle situation here, where like nobody else is like Kat and Xandy don't really seem like they'd be great on service, like might be stuck here.
Yeah, no. We got Kat isn't as discussed this episode. She's a disaster too. The
awful.
Kat, she never figures out the cabins.
No, it's not hard. Just like take a photo of what it looks like when it's done and then just recreate that later.
She's never set like silverware in a table before. It seems like she didn't know what side the forks go on. And like Xandy keeps having to correct her, kind of gets frustrated with her. Like, hey, you've been shown this before. Like, we gotta get this done.
Yeah.
Xandy's almost as big of a, not like as critical as Barbie is with Kat, but like not really playing with kid in gloves either. And I just don't think Kat likes Barbie personally. So that's why she doesn't take it as bad. So
yeah.
John, what do I have? I have Hulu plus live TV. It kind of cut out at the very end of the episode when Frasier's having that meeting with Captain Carey.
Yeah.
About Barbie's attitude, and says he said his piece about it and is done.
And you didn't miss anything. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. She's not going to get fired now, though.
No, there's not enough cause. There's not enough cause for fire. It's like, okay, well, is she good at her job? Yeah, she's just a real pain in the ass. It's like, all right. I mean, probably not the first time anyone's ever said that about Barbie, is my best guess. But at this point, it's like, you know, sort it out, mate. That's what he's going to say. He's going to say, you just got to sort it out, mate. If this really comes to a head, let me know. But like, you know, until like there's a fire, like she seems like she's doing okay.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. Because she's solid-ish until,
yeah.
Except for that margarita, really.
Yeah. That was crazy. Hey, who takes 30 minutes to make a margarita? That's a 30-second thing.
Oh.
But yeah, I do think you're right in that Xandy's probably, it's crazy that Xandy's probably in line for what, first stew?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And like, but she doesn't even like service. Usually those go like close to hand in hand.
Yeah, but she knows what she's doing and she seems
Agreed.
Like the mentally toughest
yeah.
of the three girls. Yeah, if I'm Frasier, that's the girl I could rely on. And she seems better at teaching people how to do stuff.
Maybe they all just need those crystals, man. That's the key.
That might be the key. What else was I going to say about Barbie? Oh, yeah, the nanny thing. I don't. There's something about humble bragging about how rich you are. I mean, not even humble bragging. That's just bragging. I don't like it. There wasn't constantly three nannies all the time. There wasn't one doing your hair all the time. I don't believe you.
I think Barbie loves telling people that she had three nannies. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? Like some people would be like, ah, you know what? I probably don't want to let everybody know I'm like pretty rich. Don't want anyone to like resent me, yada, yada. Barbie's like, nope, had three. One just did my hair too. Isn't that the craziest thing?
Yeah. Something I hate about it. And look, I'm not saying she's lying. There are a lot of very tacky rich people out there. Like not, they don't all try to hide it, but yeah. She's a lot. Her and Kyle, though, that could be a thing. They flirt a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But she said she wasn't going to hook up with anybody. She told her dad that. So not going to happen.
Should we talk Night Out?
Yeah, let's do it. Night Out was really fun. I thought dinner went really well. Then we go into the kind of the after party, which seemed to be right on a beach, which was awesome, with a roof that didn't really work. But some notables there, Sean. I thought, obviously, Ben and Sunny were dancing, vibing, enjoying each other. Kat was a little standoffish, which we kind of figure out later in the episode why. She just feels like she's not connecting with anyone. But that just might be a Kat problem, if I'm being honest. Nobody's connecting. You know, these are all, like, only, like, what, two people know each other?
Yeah, and you know, Kat brings up her backstory about, I guess she doesn't bring it up in the night out, that she was adopted by a religious cult family. That's something. Yeah, everyone's got a backstory. I don't know what to do with that information. That doesn't excuse her for being a bad stew.
No,
Yeah.
maybe it does. Maybe it does. That's what she
They
thinks.
yeah, I kind of, that's a reality TV show thing, like everyone's personal tragedy story. And look, she lost both her parents when she was 13. That's awful. But I just don't know what to do with that information.
I agree.
I don't dislike Kat. I hope we get more out of her and she
Yeah.
gets better at doing cabins. Jared, trying a little bit with Barbie, right?
Yep. And so was Kyle. So
So was Kyle. Jared's got no shot with Barbie. She
no.
she's looking for a guy with way more money. And also Jared has, so Jared's never met his child.
Yeah, I think that
Daughter.
was we didn't we knew he had a child, just didn't realize he never met her. I mean, obviously he gave the whole story about, of the situation, but it seems like he's trying to make the best of the situation.
Yo, yeah, not his fault at all. It doesn't seem like, it seems like she got pregnant and then she moved to Alaska and he's, just trying to make money and do his best. Good Jared episode. We'll get to that later. Yeah, he gives Barbie a hug and in the cab ride home tells her when he looks into her eyes, he finds truth.
Yep.
That's
I mean, a great line, didn't work, but
Is
gotta
that
shoot your shot.
that's Barbie? That's her? Yeah. That's there's truth in
Yeah,
her eyes. Okay.
there's truth in her eyes. Yeah,
I think that's excusing her for being a good looking kind of mean girl, right?
how many times did Jared pull that line?
There was always that guy in high school that was into like the good looking, like bitchy girls. And it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, I like that she's honest. It's like, no, you like that she's good looking. That's what
Yeah.
you like about her. Like that's what you like. It's her personality isn't good. Like
The girl who says, like, this guy's great. He plays no games. No, he does. You don't notice them. You're just falling victim to the games.
yeah. Sonny and Ben. Yeah. Sonny's the one doing the pursuing. Just text Ben,
Yeah.
like meet in my cabin.
Yeah.
Nice make out
Also,
there.
I mean, Sunny, you can make out with him in public. I don't know how old she is, but I'm sure she's in her 20s.
Yeah, and it's below deck. It's actually encouraged. And
Yeah,
Ben's not
there are cameras in your room too.
shy about making out with people in front of
No,
others. Him and
make out
Camille
with
last
anybody.
year.
Yep.
Okay, but I'm almost out on Ben because of
The walkie gate.
trouble. So Jared's doing a good job all episode. He
Yep.
wakes up from the night out. He was pretty drunk. He wakes up early, like cleans the entire boat. Captain Carey's impressed. My thought is, okay, Jared's pretty good when the boat's docked. That's not your job, though, right? The first docking goes fine. I know they're supposed to, but whatever. Goes fine. He's doing a solid job. And Ben's almost like disappointed he's doing like solid, right? And so he's like, we'll see how long this lasts. Then so end of the episode, Sonny's like taking the jet skis out for like for the guests, not wearing a life jacket. Jared addresses that with her, like, hey, you just gotta wear a life jacket anytime you take the jet skis out. Ben sees it and announces it on the radio so Captain Carey can hear. If I'm like, I know Sonny was pissed because she might get into trouble with Captain Carey. If I'm Jared, I'm very pissed because you're trying to top dog me, make me look bad, make you look like, oh wow, you're the real supervisor here. Like kind of correcting, like, oh, Jared didn't notice this. I'm gonna make sure I notice it and that Captain Curry hears it. And I just don't trust Ben. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's tough to add more to that in the sense that I was kind of out on Ben in the same situation. I was like, Ben, why'd you do that, man? So I think he's trying to, right, you said top dog, right? He's trying to kind of put that inkling into Captain's ear about, hey, I know what's going on better than Jared does on this boat. And it's like, Ben, you're already lead deckhand. If Jared's gonna mess up, like of course you're gonna turn to you to be the next bosun. Like you don't have, like, I guess he's just pushing it. So he's pushing the envelope. Sonny does not react well. And Jared, we didn't really see his reaction, but I'm assuming it's not well. Especially because like it was over. It was not like she was still riding and he was like, hey man, we could put a vest on. It was over. She was already by the dock. And he's like, hey man, couple things there.
I hope Captain Carey sees through it. Because it seems like him and Ben already have a good relationship.
Yeah.
But he was a little bit impressed with Jared tonight too, or sorry, last night too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think Jared's safe for a little bit though.
I think so too. I think he's built up enough equity after the first charter.
Not forever, but for a little bit.
I'm good. Hand up, I was wrong about Jared, right? I think we pegged him as somebody who was just going to be kind of a shill to be replaced later this season, but dude's trying. He got the wake up call after the first charter, so I think he's doing well. It was just a shame because I thought deck team's doing really well. Everything's going well. They had a good night out. There's no like animosity between anybody. And then all of a sudden, Ben's got to come in with this from the top rope with this walkie call and just kind of changes the whole vibe here. I think Kyle's going to be like a backseat guy the entire season. So it's really going to center around Ben, Sonny, and Jared. And right now, if I'm Jared and Sonny, I'm pissed at Ben.
Yeah. Oh, and Ben last episode was shit stirring in Interior, and Frazier had talked to him too.
Yeah.
What? That would be all time upset if Ben got fired, which I don't see because he's good at his job.
Yeah,
But
there's no reason why.
yeah, you're right. He won't get
He's
fired.
a
No.
really good lead deckhand. It would be surprising because there's no reason.
But like he kind of a heel turn from him though.
I agree.
Because I think everyone going to the season was like, oh, we're all going to root for Ben and like Ben, and might not be the case.
Yeah. You want to go into awards?
Yeah. Oh, do we talk Chef for a little bit? I mean, not much. Just portion sizes for the crew.
That's all I got. I mean, there's nothing else. I mean, he's doing a good job elsewhere. I'm not sure him not putting up enough food is like a huge storyline. As long as he does it, we'll be fine.
Yeah,
I did
imagine.
like I will say this though. I did like the point when Chef's like it or when the captain's like, it doesn't have to be great. And you're like, no, I'm not saying like you have to make it bad. I'm just saying you have to make it easier. He's like, yeah, I'll forego taste. I'll just give this crew. That was the only thing I thought was funny.
I imagine, though, working on that deck all day and then not having enough food.
Yeah.
That would piss me off so much. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Otherwise, yeah, no, his food, it looks really good. It's very, he gives a guest kind of small portions too.
I think that's his vibe. That's like a French, I
Yeah.
mean, talking to a guy who's never been from France seems like a French thing.
Fine dining. Yeah, there
Fine
we go.
dining, yeah.
All right, I'm ready for awards.
Right. Sean, give it to me. I know who my loser is. I'm
All
figuring
right.
out who my winner is.
My winner is Jared. We kind of talked about this earlier. We sort of, I think he was last in my crew rankings, the first episode. Now, I did say, not to pat myself on the back, that I liked him. I thought he had a good personality and I was rooting for him,
Yep.
which many other people were not saying. I sound like Trump, but I did say that. And Rocky Kelp, first two episodes, just a likable guy. Not always the coolest guy, but just likable. He has a good attitude. And I'm rooting for him over Ben. Like, because
Yeah.
there'll be more issues to come, I'm sure. We'll see. And, Ben certainly wants that bosun position. All I know is I'll be rooting for Jared that entire time, unless things materially change. So he's my guy right now. So that's why he's my winner. Yeah.
So I went with the other head of department in Frasier, who we didn't really talk about a lot this episode. Crazy to think about, but I feel like he's seen the issues he's had with Chief Stews, or sorry, with Stews in previous seasons, and he's just nipping this in the butt now. I think he's more stern than he's ever been. I think he's in more control than he's ever been, and he's really laying down the law with Barbie. And he's being quick to go to the captain too. He's like, listen, this is how this is done. Like, I respect you, but you need to change your attitude. He's being so much more authoritative than he has in previous seasons, and I think that's absolutely great.
Look, yeah. Funny you bring that up. So Aisha and Daisy are kind of like the good cop Chief Stews.
Yep.
And then Kate and Hannah, especially particularly Kate, was like not mean, but like, if you're bad, I'm going to like rip you apart.
Mm-hmm.
And Frasier has actually started training in that direction, and I think it's a good direction to go in for him. I like that role for him, and it works. There needs to be like some tension with interiors if like you're not a good stew. Like someone should like tell you that and fix you. And I think it's a comfortable place for Frasier. I kind of like it. It works on TV for me.
Yeah. No, I really like it too. I think he's kind of learned from, I don't want to say mistakes, but he's learned from previous seasons. And I think it's either gonna be like a sink or swim for Barbie. So anyway, Sean, who'd you have losing?
I actually picked Kat over Barbie because I think Kat's more helpless.
Yeah, it was tough watching this episode with Kat. She just couldn't do anything right. Am I getting anything wrong there?
Yeah. So she's like, Barbie had a bad episode, but Kat's objectively worse. And she's just not a yachty, man. She's not like, she's too sensitive. And it seems like if there are issues during a charter, she can't forget them on the night out. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, hey, you had a little tension with some of your coworkers. The night out, you're supposed to forget about it. And just like, let's all try to have fun. And I don't get that impression from Kat. I feel like Barbie's going to survive, and I don't know that Kat will.
Yeah,
so that's why I feel like she lost. How about you?
No, I'm in the same boat, actually. Yeah. I would have loved to pick somebody else, but Kat just seemed like she had a really tough episode. Like, she basically got demoted mid-episode, because wasn't it, oh, Kat, we're going to switch it up, and, you know, this person, you know, Barbie's going to be on this, Zandy's going to be on this, Kat's going to be on this, and then, like, she couldn't do cabins, and she's like, all right, Zandy, you're back to cabins. Like, Kat, I just need you to now be the floater, because it's not working.
Oh, we didn't even mention that yet. Yeah, when, right before the charter was starting, mm-hmm. Zandy pointed out to Frasier, like, hey, you want me to redo all these cabins, because they're terrible, and... Yeah, Frasier is looking right at Kat while he's kind of addressing everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it feels just more helpless with her.
Yeah.
Where with Barbie, she has to fix her attitude and not make margaritas anymore. John, so question. Why were the guests under the impression that Barbie was getting margaritas?
Because probably at some point when they were entering, she was like, do you want a drink? She's probably like, oh, I make these special margaritas or something. I mean,
but she doesn't.
No, on camera she didn't, but you don't know that like off camera she did or didn't say that.
I'm not saying that she didn't say it. I'm saying she's never made them before.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. That would be like asking like a second grader to like saying how good they are at cursive. They're not. They don't even know how to, they don't know cursive. Barbie doesn't know how to make a margarita. And even then she had this like book that Frasier was like, what the hell are we doing here? Like, is this, I don't know what this is. He's like, but that's not a margarita. So.
Did she just like lie to impress them? I don't know what that is. Yeah.
I don't know. Is what it is, I guess. All right, man. Anything else?
No, yeah, I guess Barbie's just very overconfident. Kat's very underconfident.
Yeah, we need something in the middle, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think that's it. Yeah. Good episode, though. I'm looking forward to next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, it's a good season. Wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more out of Kyle, but it's just kind of it.
I think the next crew night out, maybe with Kyle.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make a move with Barbie. We'll see, though. Yeah.
We'll see. All right, man. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for watching. Sean, take us out.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bon voyage.